Yeah, this is Willie Terry, your Roman labor correspondent, and I'm here on a hot May day, hot, downtown, Midtown Albany, in the Townsend Park.
This is actually West Hill.
Oh, West Hill, okay, in West Hill Park. And they're having an event, and the event, I'm trying to get some information about it. And I have my, as my guest,
Eva Bass.
Oh, Eva Bass. How you doing, Eva?
I'm well. How are you?
All right. So tell me something about this event.
This event is us, a collective of organizations coming together in solidarity to support Buffalo and come against systemic racism and white supremacy.
Tell me, what are the activities of the event?
We are having a speak out right now, so different community leaders and representatives are speaking out towards white supremacy, systemic racism, the effects of it on our community, as well as just positive solutions and just standing in solidarity.
Now, you're an organizer in the community, and I see you have two groups you had told me about. Could you tell me something about the groups?
Yes. So I am the CEO of Bridge the Gap Resource and Outreach, a community development corporation that focuses on unity and collaboration to create positive change. I am also the executive director of A Village, Inc., which is an organization that prioritizes the most marginalized community members through advocacy and social justice. Mm-hmm.
And where are these organizations located?
We're actually located downtown at 52 James Street at the bridge that is ran by Bridge the Gap.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the other organizations that are here?
Oh, we have so many. We have Saratoga Black Lives Matter. It's a collective of organizations that come against the same causes.
Mm-hmm. And the Buffalo incident, it really affected a lot of people. And in Albany, in the area where you're at, it affected a lot of people that they came out today.
Yes. First of all, the situation in Buffalo has affected all people. It's affected all black people because the victims were murdered just because they were black by white supremacist terrorists. And we are all affected because we are all connected. This is the capital of New York State, and we stand in solidarity with all of our fellow New York State cities, counties, as well as the rest of the states around the country.
And I see that you have a tent with people getting food.
Yes.
And food seems to be a big problem these days.
Yes, food is a huge problem, and a part of Bridge the Gap's programming is we have a program called Feed the Need. So we come and give out free food at community events. We feed the homeless, we feed seniors, and we help support and combat social justice around food disparities.
Okay, just one last question I want to ask you. How could one... If one wants to participate or get involved in your organization, how could they do that?
Please follow us on Facebook. Bridge the Gap has a group page called Bridge the Gap Resource and Outreach. A Village has a page called A Village, Inc. Please follow us. We have different applications so that you can fill out volunteer applications. Give me a call either on Facebook and just ask for Eva. Everybody knows who I am. Or come down to 52 James Street, the fourth floor, to sign up to volunteer to combat systemic racism and oppression of people.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Good luck today.
No problem. I'm going to call Lukey Forbes.
My name is Lukey Forbes, and I'm a board member of Bridge the Gap. I just wanted to first thank everyone who came here today. Us standing in shared space around this common issue is very important because our people were harmed, and it's very important that we are showing up as a community in these times.
There have been mass murders going on of racial violence since 1556. We can go all the way back to the beginning of America when black people have been attacked and demonized since the times we stepped in on this soil. So racial violence has been going on in white America since 1556, from Tulsa, Oklahoma to Rosewood, to the New Orleans massacres, which was led by the mayor of the city at the time, Mayor John T. Moore, who was an active supporter of the Confederacy. He led the massacre with a group of ex-Confederates, police, and white supremacists. This is not the first time New York has been attacked by white supremacy. New York City's draft riots, Newburgh, New York race riots in 1899, New York City riots in 1990, the Peekskill riots, where a series of violent attacks by mobs of white citizens directed at African Americans and Jews attending a civil rights benefit concert in Westchester County in 1949, can continue to go down on attacks on black people, not only in the state of New York, but across the country.
And I'm still here in the park, and they're having the rally in support of the people for Buffalo. And I have as my guest two people with T-shirts on called Ride Against Racism is on a Mission. And your name is?
Pamela Skripak.
And David Gordon.
There you go. Okay, how y'all doing?
Good, thanks. All right.
So just give me your thoughts about rally here today and your thoughts about this situation that happened a week ago.
Right. Well, I would just say it was a tragedy, and we cannot continue to have these kinds of acts of violence being perpetrated in this country, and we stand in solidarity with this community here in Albany and with the community in Buffalo, and hopefully by our presence. The T-shirt is from the YWCA, the Greater Capital Region, based in Troy, New York, and was from last year's Ride Against Racism. This year it was Ride to support the YWCA of Greater Capital Region. So I know everybody was out on bikes today earlier, and we wanted to stop in today and just show our solidarity and hope that hope we can change this country's relationship to issues of racism.
And you?
Well, I guess I'm here to listen and try to understand what everyone else is thinking. It's a tragic time, and it seems like there's got to be something each one of us can do, and that's not always so obvious or easy to do. So trying to figure out what that is.
Mm-hmm. So now you say you're on the YWCA. Are you on the board?
I just rolled off. I served on the board of the YWCA, Greater Capital Region in Troy.
Right, okay. And I know that the YWCA do a lot of social
justice work. Yes.
Work too, right?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yep, I think they're really a leader in the community in terms of providing programming and information and support for the community to develop anti-racism programs. I run the Institute of Nonprofit Leadership and Community Development at the University of Albany, and we are always working to try and bring programming. We have actually something coming up, a three-part series with an organization called Rested Root, which really talks about transformational change and understanding the roots of inequity and racism.
Well, thank y'all.
Well, thank you. Well, I appreciate the opportunity. I'm not sure we have very much to say that's very profound, but whatever any one of us suffer or experience or are traumatized by, we are all traumatized by that. So coming here, be in solidarity.
Right, thank you. Continue to do the work no matter what. Regardless if you're black or white, if you're a white person, I need you to stand against white supremacy. It's not about your fragility. It's not about you feeling guilty. It's not about you feeling sorry. As a black woman, as black men, it is not our job to fix it. It is our job to stand up and liberate our people and live and thrive and create wellness. So I need us to understand that I know we come here together and I have been torn up. First of all, I've been torn up for a long time. And each George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, the Buffalo victims, and the countless people that died that don't make the news every single day. It's like a blow. It's like a punch in the face. And every day it happens, every day I get more tired. Every day I feel weaker. Every day I don't feel hopeless. But every day I feel defeated. And the only way that we're not going to be defeated is if we first come together within our indifferences. If we first set aside decide our own perception and our own ideas, and understand that we have to work together towards a common goal within our indifferences, so we can come together and dismantle this system that has come to oppress and destroy us. Now, after today, after this moment, I still need you guys to stand strong. I need you to show up to the meetings. I need you to show up to the conversations. I need to show up to the rallies. I need you to show up at your jobs. I need you to show up at the schools. I need to show up at the grocery stores. I need to show up when you're with your friends. I need to show up every single day when you wake up and God blesses you for another day to breathe another breath. You need to show up. And that's what I ask of you today. And I thank you, and I ask you guys all. I know the numbers seem to be few, but people are watching, people are listening, and each and every person here is an example for countless others. Make sure you're an example when the cameras aren't rolling, when people aren't watching. Each and every day. I'm not begging you, but I'm commanding you to do just that. Thank you so much.